Good afternoon. My name is Shannon Lane, and I am the director of the Christian County Military Affairs Committee. Again, I want to thank you for attending our Gander Memorial and reflaying ceremony. I would like to thank our distinguished guests from Fort Campbell, our Canadian friends from the north, and our local community leaders for joining us today. Most importantly, we want to extend a heartfelt welcome to the family members of the fallen soldiers for whom we are here to honor and remember. At this time, I ask that we please stand for the playing of the national anthem by the 101st Brass Quintet and remain standing for the invocation given by Captain Nick Yu.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you today with hearts full of remembrance as we honor the 248 soldiers and 8 crew members whose lives were lost on December 12, 1985. We think of the families, friends, and loved ones who carried this loss over the past 4 decades, and we share in their sorrow. Though their years have passed and the weight of their absence remains, and we continue to ask for your comfort and peace to rest upon us. We give you thanks for these precious lives lived with purpose, conviction, and a deep commitment to something greater than themselves. Their legacy endures in the stories we tell, the freedoms we enjoy, and the love that still surrounds their memory. Even in our questions, we know that your love redeems what we cannot understand and upholds what we cannot carry. The love they shared, the joy they brought, and the legacy they left continue to bear witness to your goodness. We ask that you bless the ceremony and allow this moment together to bring healing, hope, and renewed strength. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Please be seated. First and foremost, I would like to offer a heartfelt thank you to the 101st Airborne Division team for their continued support and extraordinary efforts in remembering those who came before them. Today marks the 40th anniversary of a tragic event that shook Fort Campbell and this community to its foundation. December 12, 1985 would become the largest loss of U.S. soldiers in a single event since the Vietnam War. This morning, 40 years ago, a plane departing Gander, Newfoundland, bound for Fort Campbell, would experience a series of events that took the lives of 248 service members and 8 crew members. I can only imagine the gravity and coldness of that first call that came into the leadership of Fort Campbell, the disbelief that must have come with that call, and the brokenheartedness that they battled as they came to grips with the daunting task ahead of them. To notify the families, friends, and community of the tremendous loss that had just occurred. Today we stand here together in the cold is a stark reminder of the loss that has been endured for 40 years. It is because of that loss that we gather year after year, but it is not the coldness that brings us together. Rather, it is the warmth of embrace of a loving community and remembrance. The warmth of the memories of hugs shared, the memories of smiles on Christmas mornings, and the warmth of life memories, both big and small, that has carried you through in their absence. We gather here as a community to share that warm embrace still 40 years later. To stand together, not to forget, but to remember. To renew our devotion of support as a community to Fort Campbell, those that are lost to us, and the families that have endured the pain in their absence. Year after year, this park is meticulously combed over and cared for to give us a place to come together for that purpose. This year has been no exception. Forterra Credit Union and the City of Hopkinsville topped the list of nearly four dozen donors that made this year's expansion possible. You can find a full list of contributors on the backside of your program, but it is with many thanks to the nature of one man's artistic mind, relentless drive, and dedication to see things through that we not only expanded the Gander Memorial, but have made it ADA compliant and accessible for all. The designer and commissioner of the Gander Memorial Eternal Flame, Mr. Isaiah Pride, please join me in a round of applause for him. The Wicked Colors team and its affiliates under the vision and leadership of Isaiah Pride have not only built, sculpted, and brought to life an Eternal Flame monument to incorporate into this memorial park, they have also opened up the entrance for ease of access for all patrons and added a warmth to the park that has been long desired since the park's original creation. I would like to ask Isaiah Pride and the Wicked Colors team to stand momentarily to be recognized for their extraordinary efforts. Thank you, Mr. Pride, for what you and your Wicked Colors family have accomplished here. At this time, I'd like to bring up one of our Gold Star family members, Miss Anastasia Gallo, for a few remarks.
I'm shaking. I'm just going to tell you right away that I'm going to get emotional, so bear with me. Good afternoon. Today we gather as a family, people whose lives were forever changed on this winter day 40 years ago. We gather as parents, sons and daughters, spouses, siblings, friends. For many of us, including my own family, this day is not simply an anniversary. It's a remembrance of the moment our lives changed forever. In the morning, we were begging God in our prayers. And those prayers went unanswered. Today was the moment my mom knew the whole world would forget one day, but we would never forget, no matter how much time had escaped since we had our last I love you. My name is Stacy, and I'm shaking. My dad is Captain Michael Eastman. He was the battalion adjutant. My dad was 34 years old. He was a loving husband to his high school sweetheart and a father of three children that were excited to have him back for Christmas. My dad loved being a soldier. I've heard from many of you that he was a great commander and a soldier. He loved his job. I have also been told over the last 40 years that he loved being a husband and dad. He was dedicated to his family. I never doubted our importance in his universe ever. I used to ask why all the time, thinking of how unfair and cruel this was. Why did this happen to us? People would tell me when I was a kid, I was 12 at the time, that God has a plan. That used to make me really mad. How could this be the plan? I get it now. I'm now 52 years old. And there has been blessings. I've received many blessings in the form of people. I think that was the plan. It was hard to see close up when it was happening. It was hard to recognize as I was heartbroken. Even though God was screaming that help was on the way, God has always sent little signs of a path or plan. Most times they went unnoticed by me. So even after 40 years, I receive glimmers of my dad's presence and God's plan, always when I need them. But sometimes it takes me a while to realize what they are. In 1985, my Christmas present from my dad was a cartouche. It's right here. It has my name on one side in hieroglyphics, and it has Stacy on the back. It was recovered from the wreckage. I have worn it most days, every day, pretty much for the last 40 years. Part of me needs him to know that I'll never forget. Random people every day for the last 40 years comment about it. I always try not to shock them. Now that I'm older, when I was younger, they would comment and I would tell them the story, which most times left them with not knowing what they were going to say, because that's not really what they were looking for. So now I just say thank you. I was with my sister Katie a couple years ago in a store, and a stranger came up to me and stated how beautiful my necklace was. Afterwards, Katie looked at me and said, "Does that happen often?" And I was like, "More often than you would think." Katie said, "That's your dad. He's saying hello. He's sending you angels." And I had really never thought about it that way, but every time someone mentions my necklace, it makes me think of my dad. Thinking back on different times over the years, this has happened. I feel like these are little glimmers of my dad that have always shined down on me, especially if I pay attention. Before that time, I didn't have the same perspective that Katie gave me. All those moments were perceived as sad. Another time I was on the phone driving in Florida with my brother Philip, who was driving in Kentucky. In the middle of our conversation, Philip said, "Wow, there's a bald eagle circling over my car." And I was like, "Wow, that's really cool." And then I looked up and I was like, "Holy crap, there's an eagle circling over my car." And I felt like we got the message loud and clear that day that we were being thought of. I think God shows us pieces of heaven when we're quiet. Sometimes I'll wonder how my heart made it through those days, the weeks, and yes, even the years after December 12, 1985, with hope still intact. It often felt like I would never stop crying, or that my heart would never stop aching for what was taken from us. I pushed so many people away from me. Every family gathered here carries a story like ours. Stories of their soldier or their friend who they loved, men and women who were loved and are missed no matter how much time slips by. Today we remember not only the tragedy of the way their lives ended, but the beautiful ways their lives were lived and their sacrifice to this nation. In closing, I would like to take a moment to honor the soldiers who came home and completed the mission. God bless every one of you. I know many of you struggle. Please know that you were angels given to the Gold Star families. I'm sure it did not and does not feel that way to you, but I can say with my whole heart that we would not have made it through without you. Your strength and support meant everything to us. I may have only been 12 at the time, but even as a child, I recognized the blessings you were. But also that you were soldiers that were expected to set your grief aside to do your job. We saw your tears as you stood unwavering next to us, honoring your fellow soldiers and friends that you loved. I would like to say thank you for your sacrifice, and 40 years later, remembering and supporting this new family that was created out of loss, but has been an irreplaceable support system for all of us, as we will never forget together. May God continue to send glimmers of what was lost to show us his promise in a future of everlasting life. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Gallo, for your strength and willingness to share your thoughts this year. Following Ms. Gallo will be the mayor of the city of Hopkinsville, Honorable James R. Knight.
Thank you, everyone, for being here today. It's a great honor to be up here to speak today, because we do remember this tragedy. Because I was in middle school at that time and spent with my classmates and friends. So thank you all for being here. It means a great deal to see our community together today. We are honored to remember and reflect. This park is a sacred place in our community. It is a place that builds with love, respect, and deep gratitude. Many of us have walked this park before. We know what it represents. It stands and reminds us of the 248 soldiers who never made it home. It stands for the families who care with their memories. And it stands for the promise that Hawkinsville will always remember their sacrifice they did for us. Hawkinsville is a proud military community. Fort Campbell is part of us, what we are, and we're very proud of them. Many of our neighbors, our friends, our co-workers serve or support someone who does serve. We understand the weight of the service. We understand the cost. And we honor every soldier, every family, and every sacrifice made on behalf of our great nation. This community stands with them always. Today, our community adds a powerful symbol to this park, the Eternal Flame. Thank you to the MAC committee for all they've done to get this done for us. This flame burns without end. It reminds us the memories does not fade. It reminds us that honor does not dim. And it reminds us love continues long after the loss. For our city, the flame is a promise. A promise Hawkinsville will never forget the lives lost. A promise that we will always stand with our military families. A promise that that their sacrifice will remain in our hearts and in our history in Hawkinsville. Thank you all for being here today. Thank you for remembering here with us today. May the flame give comfort, strength, and peace. And may it forever shine in the honor of the heroes that we have lost. Thank you so very much. Jerry Gillum will now come to the stage.
Thank you, Mayor. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a distinct and distinguished guest, and most importantly, the Gold Star families and the brothers in arms of the fallen. Today we gather with heavy hearts and solemn purpose as we mark the 40th anniversary of the Gander, Newfoundland tragedy on December 12, 1985. 248 brave soldiers of the 2nd Brigade Combat Team Strike at Fort Campbell, along with 8 dedicated crew members, lost their lives in one of the darkest moments in our military history. They were returning home from a peacekeeping mission, a mission rooted in the restoring claim and protecting the innocent. Their service was noble, and their return was supposed to be a moment of relief and reunion. Instead, it became a moment that forever shaped Fort Campbell, Christian County, and our nation. For the families who never got to welcome their loved ones home, and for the soldiers who lost their friends, and for the community that mourned together, you have carried this burden for 4 decades. And yet, through your strength, your grace, and your unwavering commitment to remembrance, you have endured that these heroes are never forgotten. Here in Christian County, we often say that Fort Campbell isn't just next door, it's part of the fabric that defines us. The men and women of the 101st Airborne Division live amongst us, they worship with us, they raise their children beside ours, and they stand ready to defend our freedom. When the Gander crash occurred, our entire community grieved as one family, and 40 years later, We still remember, and we remain that way. One family, honoring the one of the greatest losses that the Screaming Eagles ever endured. The soldiers we honor today were more than uniforms. They were spouses. They were parents, children, neighbors, and friends. They represent the very best of America's courage, of their duty, and selfless service. They boarded that plane because our nation asked them to. They asked them to serve a cause greater than themselves. And while their journey ended far from home, their legacy continues to march on, alive in the value that we upheld, the families they loved, and the enduring spirit of the 101st. As we remember their sacrifice, let us also recognize the strength of the families who have carried their memory forward. You all have shown us what resilience looks like. You have shown us what it means to honor, to remember, and to continue living with a purpose. Today, we reaffirm a promise. We will never let time erase their names, and we will never let their service be forgotten. May God bless the souls of the fallen, comfort the families, and continue to watch over the Screaming Eagles who protect us today. And may we, as a community, remain steadfast in our commitment to honor their memory, not just on anniversaries like this one, but every day. May God bless our Gold Star families. May God bless Christian County. May God bless Fort Campbell. And may God bless the United States of America. It's now my honor to ask Colonel Duke Ryan from the 2nd Brigade to come and give remarks.
Ladies and gentlemen, friends and families, and honored guests, today we gather in this sacred space to remember the honor and honor the lives lost in this tragic crash, Aero Flight 1285. 40 years have passed since this fateful day, yet the memory of the 256 souls aboard of our brave servicemen and women remains etched in our hearts and our minds. Their sacrifice, their mission, and their legacy continue to inspire us and remind us of the profound cost of a service to our nation. The soldiers aboard that flight were returning home from a peacekeeping mission in Sinai, where they had served as part of the multinational force and observers. Their mission was one of hope and of stability, aimed at maintaining peace in that region fraught with tension and conflict. These men and women represented the best of America, dedicated, selfless, and committed to the ideals of peace and security. Their mission was vital not only to the region, but to the broader goal of global peace. They represented the United States with honor and integrity, serving as a beacon of stability in a world often fraught with uncertainty. On that cold December morning, as the plane carrying those heroes crashed shortly after takeoff, families lost fathers, mothers, sons, daughters, brothers, and sisters. Communities lost leaders, friends, and role models. The nation lost patriots who had dedicated their lives to service. Inside a gymnasium, the giddy excitement for a holiday reunion was instantly shattered, replaced by the cold, crushing weight of an unimaginable loss. Their grief was immeasurable, and the loss staggering. For the families of the fallen, the pain of that day remains a part of their lives, a reminder of profound cost of service and the sacrifices made by those who wear the uniform. The crash at Gander was not just a tragedy for the families of the fallen, it was a tragedy for the nation. In the days and weeks that followed, memorials were held, flags were flown at half-staff, and the families came together to grieve and remember. The names of the fallen were etched into annuals of our history, ensuring that their sacrifice would never be forgotten. Today, as we reflect on the crash, we honor the resilience of the families who endured this loss, the communities that rallied together in support, and the nation that grieved as one. To the families of the fallen, your strength and courage in the face of an unimaginable tragedy inspire us all. Your loved ones' sacrifice reminds us of the values we hold dear. Service, sacrifice, and commitment to a cause greater than oneself. Their legacy of courage, dedication, and hope, a legacy lives in the hearts of the families, in the stories we tell, and in the values we strive to uphold. It is a legacy that challenges us to honor their memory by upholding those values in our own lives and ensuring that their sacrifice is not in vain. To the families of the fallen, we offer our deepest gratitude and unwavering support. To the soldiers who perished, we offer our eternal respect and remembrance. And to all who serve, we affirm our commitment to honor your sacrifice and uphold the values that you defend. Let us also remember this great community of Hopkinsville, Kentucky, whose residents extended their compassion and support in the wake of this tragedy. Their kindness and humility remind us, even in the darkest moments, there is light to be found in the bonds of shared humanity. The people of Hopkinsville open their hearts to the families of the fallen, offering comfort and solidarity in a time of profound grief. Their actions serve as a reminder that the legacy of those we lost is not only one of sacrifice, but of unity and hope. May we never forget the lives lost in the Gander crash. May their memory inspire us to live with purpose, to serve with dedication, and to strive for peace. And may their legacy remind us that the freedom is not free, it's paid for by courage and sacrifice of those who answer the call. Thank you, and may God bless the fallen, their families, and this great nation.
I want to thank you, sir, for your service and your speech. It was wonderful. Thank you. We want to thank, at this time, I would like to ask our designated community leaders up to the podium to join me for the reading of the names. The crew. John Griffin. Short. We'll start over again. The crew, John Griffin, John Conley, Mike Fowler, Maya Matasovsky, Jean Serafin, Desiree McKay, Ruthie Ann Phillips, Stacy Cutler.
Passengers: Mark Edward Abner, Herbert D. Alexander, Stephen Allen Androff, Danielle Andrews, Ivan R. Appleton, Stuart N. Arrowwood, Roger D. Arvin, excuse me, Luis A. Avalon, Bobby L. Banks, Daniel Mark Barber, Eric Joseph Bowman, Edward Myron Beer, Wyatt David Benson, Sammy Dale Belittle, Haislin Hora Black, Paul J. Bostwick, John P. Bowen, Robert Bowen, Robert T. Bradley Jr., Stephen John Bradshaw, Darwin P. Brady, Charles F. Branco, Tony Lynn Brassfield, William R. Brule, George Andrew Britt.
passengers, Johnny L. Brown, Gregory Allen Buchanan, James Jim Dwayne Burdett, David A. Burry, Trevor Campbell, Gregory Thomas Carter, Mark E. Carter, Troy G. Carter, Dennis Cartwright, Philip Ray Cottle, Garrett Richard Chaddock, Stephen Rice Colby, Bobby Lee Coleman, Miguel Angel Cordero, Orlando Freeman Council Jr., Michael Edward Craig, Paul Markham Crawford, Francisco Cruz Salgado, Troy Ray Couples, Walter Gene Daniels Jr., Thomas E. Danielson, James A. Davis, Jimmy D. Davis Jr., Thomas E. Davis, Herbert Richard Deckman Jr.
Joseph Luis de Ventura Jr., Thomas D. Dixon, James Frederick Duckworth, Brian Lee Dumpert, Brian E. Easley, Michael C. Eastman, Kyle Lee Edmonds, Christopher William Engelbert, James A. Ferguson, Mark W. Ferguson, Kevin F. Fink, David Fitch, Thomas J. Foskey, Paul K. Fuller, Kevin A. Ganser, Anthony L. Gatton, Scott Warren Gerns, Gary L. Givens, David Lynn Godsey, Michael J. Gonzalez, Roberto Gonzalez, Joseph W. Gorey, Kelly O. Graham, Thomas L. Graham, Douglas Franklin Garla,
thank you, Judge. Christopher Thomas Gray, Renato Greer, Brian D. Haller, William W. III Hansen, Chester Doyle Hardman, Benny J. Harden, Brian D. Harris, Robert Bruce Gordon Hart, Mark Stevens Hassan, Reginald Van Hagendar, if I pronounced it wrong, please forgive me, David Wayne Heidendirk, Paul C. Hemingway, Joe W. II Highfield, Thomas T. Heisman, Donald E. Hobbs, Kevin Scott Hobbs, Jerry Wayne Hollisman, Robert S. Haller, Charles W. Hughes, Frank J. Hughes, Jeffrey Dean Hall, Herbert Guy Ivy, Adrian D. Jackson, Melvin Arvis Jr., Jeff Cote, Donnie K. Jennings.
Todd M. Jennings, Jaron A. Johnson, Raven L. Johnson, Joseph A. Jones, David A. Jordan, Robert S. Kaplan, Abraham F. Karashed, Jeffrey S. Key, Timothy L. Kidd, Jerry J. King, Robert M. King, Thomas J. Kirby, Bruce E. Kaiser, John K. Kosh Sr., Mark R. Kubik, John M. King, Randall A. Lane, Michael R. Lawrence, Donald G. Lineberry, William M. Lloyd, Paul D. Long, David C. Lundgren, Benjamin R. Lynch, Paul A. McCradle, Joey McCartney.
Christine M. McCleary, Robert Frank McCook, J. Scott McCormick, Calvin McWhite, Jerry W. Malone, Edward J. Manning, Thomas L. Martin Jr., Donald Lee Mathis, Ronald Gene Mahey, Dirk A. Miller, Larry G. Miller, Richard Dean Miller, Timothy E. Miller, John Morton Millett, James A. Millett, Samuel T. Moore Jr., Lindell Morgan, Stephen Wayne Mullins, Michael Wade Murray, Michael Andrew Napiers, James A. Norete, Donald Craig Nelson, Kenneth J. Nelson, Stephen R. Nelson, and Richard Nichols.
Michael Thomas Nolan, Francisco Ocasio Jr., Robert L. Olson, Gregory A. Owens, Gary W. Paget, Theodore L. Pafford, Jeffrey R. Palmisano, Rudy Paris, Thomas F. Parsons, Vicky S. Perry, Terry R. Peavy, Alvin Phillips, James D. Phillips Jr., Barry C. Powell, Raimo K. Pantanen, Michael R. Rahr, Terry L. Raines, David L. Rawls Jr., Patrick S. Riesbeck, Melvin W. Reed Jr., Jesse T. Reynolds, Gregory William Richardson, Richard D. Reimiller, Bobby E. Roberts, Wilbur Buddy Grant Roberts Jr. Judge.
Virgil L. Robertson Jr., Thomas E. Robinson Jr., Ronald C. Russell, Ray A. Ruth, Ricky A. Schulmoyer, Peter Edward Scrimp, Kevin Mitchell Schultz, Gary L. Scott, Blackard Thomas Sensory, Ronald W. Sears, Frederick C. Sees, Timothy D. Selner, Ernest W. Serna, Michael D. Shipley, James E. Shook, Carl N. Simmons, George H. Simmons, Earl Singleton, Matthew S. Sloan, Clinton D. Smith, Rex V. Smith, John Scott Smith, Thomas Vernon Smith, Mark Spearman, James M. Spears.
Michael S. Stack, David C. Statton, Alexandro W. Stim, Dana P. Stevenson, Kip Lynn Stevenson, Randy Sam Stewart, Errol Collins Sr. Stone, Gary L. Jr. Stubborn, Richard Stinger, Scott A. Stitch, Randall Keith Thomas, Robert F. Thomas, Danny C. Thompson, Scott B. Thompson, Christopher Gerald Throat, Theodore Travis, Thomas L. Tucker, Vincent L. Turner, Stephen Craig Venere, Wayne Vision, Gregory Walker, Guy W. Walker, Brian E. Wallace, Mark Edward Wallace, and Abraham Ward.
Thomas West, John C. Webster, Frankie Charles Wheeler Jr., Emery S. White, Michael L. Whiteman, Darnell L. Wilburn, Franklin R. Wilkins, Roger L. Wilson, James H. Williamson, Richard N. Willingham, James A. Winston, Theodore M. Winson, John B. Whitmer, Kevin M. Witt, Robert Neil Wolford II, Lawrence A. Wood, William L. Wolliver, Virginia R. Word, John R. Wright, Robert Wynn Jr., Carrie T. Yeager, Kathleen M. Ziegler.
Thank you all. I would ask that you please stand for the laying of the wreath by Judge Executive Jerry Gillum of Christian County, Mayor James R. Knight of the City of Hopkinsville. Another wreath will be laid in memory of the fallen Screaming Eagle soldiers by our Canadian delegation, Colonel Christopher Henderson and Mr. Colin Bird. At this time, we will observe a moment of silence, during which time we'll light the eternal flame, followed by the three-volley salute and the playing of taps. Just bear with us, no matter how many times you try. Remember to keep all of our soldiers, their families, in your thoughts and prayers. As always, never forget those who have made the ultimate sacrifice for us to stand here today. We would like to thank Forterra Credit Union for providing the 10 chairs, Lawn Creations by Tammy for donating the wreath, and Dunkin' Donuts for continued support to make this event a success every single year. Prior to us ending, I would ask that my Gander Memorial Committee please come up to the front so that way the families can come up and ask you questions prior to heading. There will be a reception held at Casey Jones starting at 2:30 this afternoon. If your schedule allows, please join us. Meet the artist behind designing the monument along with some of his crew that brought it to life. Thank you for your attendance, commitment to the memory of those who lost but never forgotten. This concludes our ceremony.